Hello, I'm Jamal Brown from San Antonio, Texas, and this is the Jamal Brown Podcast. And I just want to rant and ramble about Luka Doncic. This year, for the 2021 season, Luka averaged 28 points. Oh, the reason why I'm bringing up Luka in the first place is because I decided to put on my NBA League Pass. I decided to put on Lakers versus Mavs, Luka in LA, and I just watched Luka put a jumper in LeBron James' face. And I'm just saying to myself, wow, I believe that Luka Doncic could put a jumper in any man's face. I posted that on my page, put that on Mavs Nation. Luka Doncic can take not just anybody to the hole, but he can put anybody any place that he wants to and just drain a jumper. The way he just drove LeBron baseline and then hit him with the fadeaway jumper. Had LeBron James puffing. Now, of course, it's year 17. I have LeBron James as a GOAT. Just for the record, and I'm here in Texas, and I love Texas basketball. I just wanted to rant and ramble and just be all over the place about Texas basketball. After watching that game, I'm just like, man, Luka. Saw that picture of him looking in shape. He's in some tournament right now. Out there calling him overrated. Overrated. Let me see if I can try to find that audio. Yeah, calling Luka overrated. Had Dirk Nowitzki out there. Excuse me. I enjoy their relationship. Dirk, the greatest power forward of all time. The greatest shooting power forward of all time. How about that? I went too far because you're like, come on, man, it's Duncan. I mean, Duncan is the greatest center of all time. I had this argument with people before. Tim Duncan is a power forward. He played 63% of his career. Yes, I noticed that off the top of the dome, off the top of the Alamo Dome. He played 63% of his career as a center. You kidding me? You're telling me that he's the greatest power forward? Tim Duncan in his prime against Kareem in his prime? Oh, man, Tim Duncan's winning that. Just the size. Come on, man. Tim Duncan's the greatest center. Five-time champion. Number one overall draft pick. I miss Tim Duncan. Spurs miss Tim Duncan. We miss him here. I wish we had a statue for him. I know that's what the Lakers in the Staples Center, they do the statues. We don't do statues, Jamal Brown. I know. We're not flashy. Like flashy LA. Humble, working class. Now you know I root for that. Even though the Lakers, they're a working class team too. You seen Jeannie buses? What do you call it? How much money she has? What, her net worth? It's $400 million. LeBron James is a billionaire. Her star player has more money than her. It's crazy. Actively playing. Jordan never did that. Just like I said, I believe that Luka Doncic could put a jumper in Jordan's grill. After I saw him put that jumper in LeBron James' grill. Yeah, you like the way I brought that back around? See? There's some talent here in Texas. Texas has talent. Forget what you're hearing with Abbott. Asshole Abbott. Forget what you're hearing about Ted Cruz and how he's feuding with Elmo and Elmo's winning because Ted Cruz sucks. Here in Texas, we have talent. And we have the most up-and-coming transcendent player in the league, Luka Doncic. The Spurs had it with Tim Duncan. Now we're tanking. Look, we got rid of DeJounte Murray. He wanted to leave San Antonio too. And him being our best player, we get eliminated and playing games. We saw it for ourselves. It was good. Thank you, DJ. Appreciate it. I'll always have memories. I was going to sing that Celine Dion song. No matter where you are, I'm something. Ah, man. You know the song I'm singing. Anyway, off the rails. Look, we're gonna draft that. I cannot pronounce that his name, but you saw him 7'2", jump shooter, can take it to the hole. The dude looks like Kevin Durant. Look, this is the prototype of the NBA right now. You either come in looking like LeBron James, Giannis, Ben Simmons. You either come in looking like Kevin Durant, Chet Holmgren. You come in looking like this, Nyawabe. I mean, I know, man, I fucked his name all up. Nyawabe. Come in looking like these dudes, 7 foot. You're a center, but you have the ability of a guard. You heard Joel Embiid. He was talking about, yeah, when I'm, you know, training and practicing, I'm watching Kobe. I'm not watching Kobe. You're not watching Kareem. You're not watching Kareem's footwork. You're not watching the footwork of Roy Hibbert. Why'd that nigga get that drive-by? I don't know. But that was ridiculous, but I'm gonna keep going. I'm gonna keep rolling. Let it roll. Now, he's learning from the Black Mamba. See, that's the evolution of the centers. He's playing as guards. Everybody's gonna play as guards out there. 6 foot up, you just got 5 guards out there. You got guards that shoot. You got Steph Curry in the top 10. Steph Curry in the top 10. Man, they're so obnoxious. They're obnoxious. Stop it. Stop telling me to give Steph Curry his flowers. Give him his flowers. Are you kidding me? He beat Jason Tatum, dude. The dude had a messed up shoulder. The dude went through a gauntlet in the playoffs. Ran out of gas. First time there in the finals. This is where Bill Russell wins titles. Where he goes into LA. And what was that? 60? 60 what? 8-9? Goes into the what? The Forum? See the balloons up? Talking about the Lakers gonna win? Not on this game. Game 7. Wilt hurt. Knee out. Trying to get back in the game. Coach? Won't let him in. Everybody looking at Wilt like, oh man, you big ass pansy. Feel bad for Bill. My nigga wanted to get back in the game. Bill Russell won the title. Retired. Where was I going with that? I don't know. Oh, Steph Curry. Finals. Sorry about that. Like I told you, I was going to be rambling. But Steph Curry, finals. I mean, yeah. I mean, Steph Curry, he beat Jason Tatum. Like, this is where Bill Russell's was winning titles. Even Will was winning titles. Come on, man. Jordan's. Come on, man. Magic Bird. He beat Tatum. Give him his flowers. Come on, man. Stop it. Al Horford out there is one of the best players. Now, I'm really proud of what I'm seeing from Andrew Wiggins. Very proud. Very proud. I always liked Andrew Wiggins. I rooted for him. I didn't really root for Joel Embiid in Kansas. Had a friend, he rooted for Joel Embiid. He was like, dude, how are you clearly missing this dude? And I had to hold that L for years. But once again, Joel Embiid stumbles and it's James Harden's fault. I just want Joel Embiid to get to an Eastern, just get to a finals. Not even win. Get to the finals. That's all. It's okay if you lose. See, because I think if Giannis would have Middleton, I believe that the Bucks would have beat the Celtics. The Bucks would have then beat the Warriors because they have no answers for Giannis, just like they have no answers for LeBron. There is no such thing as LeBron James stoppers. There is no such thing as LeBron James stoppers. There is no such thing as Giannis stoppers. Giannis would have beat the Warriors in the finals. Come on. Luka needs more help. Just lost Bronson. Luka was took the team to the Western Conference. I mean, look, the Suns imploded from the inside out, from within you and throughout you. They imploded from within. You got the owner that's having all these charges of racism, sexism. He should be, you know, out. You got Monty and I don't know what's going on. They're still looking to trade Ayton, right? Ayton for maybe for Kevin Durant. That's supposed to be the goal. I don't know. All of a sudden, KD from Texas. Texas basketball. KD. Going back to the Warriors, man. I'm not gonna lie. Makes me fucking sick. Come on, man. Come on. There is nobody to stop y'all if that happens. LeBron James, he's past his prime. He's been past his prime. His prime is from 2008 to 2020. It's an amazing run. 12-year prime. Greatest basketball player ever. He can't stop that. KD from Texas. Can't have that. I'd just rather Kevin Durant go to Miami, but no matter what, he's always chasing LeBron James' goat. Ghost or shadow. He's always chasing LeBron James' shadow. It doesn't matter. That implosion, huh? Can't believe Kevin Durant left Steph Curry for Kyrie. Man, see, I'm a new age nigga too, man. But man, he makes us, I mean, okay, look. I was a little erratic when I was young, when I was a young man myself too. So I guess that's how we are. Sometimes when I look at Kyrie, I'm like, man, reminds me of a younger me. So I don't know, take that for what that's worth. Hey, what am I listening to, a madman? One of them damn hippies. But just got to applaud LeBron. Like, man, congratulations, man. I think for you winning a title, you know, with Kyrie, man, you deserve a ring, a trophy, and a medal. Give him a medal. You know what? Give LeBron, oh, man, Kendrick Lamar. Not giving his flowers. But back to Texas, because you can hear that I'm petering out. To wrap it up, Texas basketball. I like what Houston Rockets are doing. I really don't trust, you know, Fertitta that much. But we'll see. I liked, what's his name, Jalen Green? I watched a couple of his games. Couple. I like him. He just needs more help. Possibly, like, if he's the third best player on your team, maybe. We'll see. I mean, I'm not looking at championship right now. Got rid of John Wall. I got rid of him, but I know he's with the Clippers. That's good. See what he can do. I've always liked John Wall. Him and the Dougie. I remember, didn't he get on the table when he won like one game in the playoffs? He got on the table. Man, what a catastrophe that was with John Wall. But now he's with the Clippers. They can use him. Clippers, John Wall. I mean, it's going to be over the past prime. But John Wall, Kawhi, Paul George. That might be something. I know there's a doc coming out with the Spurs about Kawhi and the Spurs. Some podcast doc. I shouldn't be promoting somebody else's podcast, but I'm really interested to hear it. It's about time that we start doing some retro, looking back on the great dynasty that was, you know, the rise and fall of the Spurs. Yeah, we've fallen. We should have been tanked, but we're tanking now. Let's keep continuing to tank. Let's get the number one draft pick. Luka, just keep working out. Don't show up in the gym fat. Not in the gym, but don't show up to the season fat. Get rid of the ball. This season should be Luka Doncic winning the MVP. And Spurs are going to take, so we get the number one. And we're going to see what this new kid can do with the Houston Rockets. Texas basketball. And I'm Jamal Brown. Empower yourself and each other.